What's up, everyone? Welcome to the January 14th edition of FanDuel Tournament Plays presented by No House Advantage. I'm your host, Adam Scherer. You can find me on Twitter at ShipMyMoneyDFS. And as a reminder, use the code AWESOMO when you make your first deposit to No House Advantage. They will match your first deposit up to $25. Today, we're going to take a look at five of the best tournament options on FanDuel. Keep in mind that there's nine games tonight. There's probably going to be news that changes between now and lock. Player projections, ownership projections will most likely change. Be sure to tune in to the Deeper Dive and Live Before Lock from 5 p.m. Eastern up until tip for more up-to-date information. But for now, taking a look at five of the top tournament options on FanDuel. Number five, Kevin Love, $5,700, power forward center eligible, 7% projected ownership, 10% chance of being in the optimal lineup. Love is an extremely risky option tonight because he's only been playing 20 to 22 minutes off the bench now that the Cavs are healthier. He's behind Evan Mobley. He's behind Jared Allen. But the reason that he's interesting tonight is that as of right now, there's just not a lot of value on this slate. There's not a lot of mispriced players. So going to high point per minute guys like Kevin Love is a strategy that I like. I think it gives you a way to be contrarian without sacrificing ceiling in your lineups. Love has averaged about 1.35 fantasy points per minute without Colin Sexton or Ricky Rubio on the floor this season. He's very, very productive when he's out there. He just needs to be on the floor more. That can happen in a variety of ways within any given game. Jared Allen foul trouble, Evan Mobley foul trouble. The Cavs second unit plays well and gets a few extra minutes. Someone rolls an ankle ahead of Love. There's a lot of different ways he can get on the floor within a game. And as long as the ownership isn't there, getting to that ceiling is pretty appealing because of the lack of high upside options that are really available tonight. Number four, Chris Paul, $8,100, 10% projected ownership, 11% chance of being in the optimal lineup, point guard only, kind of like Kevin Love in that Paul is typically not someone that is going to stand out on a nine-game slate because Phoenix is healthy and the pricing is pretty efficient. But for the most part tonight, you're either correctly priced or you're overpriced, and Paul is a lot closer to being correctly priced than overpriced. 8,100, certainly plenty of upside for him. Does have a pace down spot tonight against Indiana, but we know that Paul can play 33, 34 minutes and averages well over a fantasy point per minute. Number three, Al Horford, $5,400 with 8% projected ownership, 12% chance of being in the optimal lineup with power forward and center eligibility. Horford has played really poorly recently, but overall this season, he's averaged a little over a fantasy point per minute in the games that he's played with Jason Tatum and with Robert Williams. Tonight against the Sixers, there are a couple of reasons to maybe be a little bit optimistic about Horford. For one, Robert Williams dealing with Joel Embiid certainly increases the chances of foul trouble and Horford having to soak up a couple of extra minutes. Two, maybe the Celtics just want Horford on the floor a little bit more to help try and slow down Joel Embiid. That potentially could get him more playing time. And then three, Marcus Smart is out for the Celtics tonight. That's not likely to have a huge impact on Horford, but you could see a little bit more in the way of playmaking potentially at relatively low ownership and a cheap price tag. Don't mind getting there, especially if we assume that more good value doesn't open up between now and lock. Number two, DeJounte Murray, $10,300. We just got news as I was recording this that Derek White will not play again tonight. So before that news came out, Murray had an 11% projected ownership and a 14% chance of being in the optimal lineup. Both of those numbers should increase now with White out, but he's going to look like one of the best options on tonight's slate. He's averaged about 1.5 fantasy points per minute in the games that he's played without, or sorry, in the minutes that he's played without Derek White this season. Just makes him look like a very high upside option tonight. And number one, Luka Doncic, $200 more expensive than Murray at $10,500. He's projected for 11% ownership, 14% chance of being in the optimal lineup, point guard, shooting guard eligible. We know what we're getting with Doncic. He's around a 1.4 fantasy point per minute guy. He's actually going to look a little bit worse than Murray, given that White is out, I think. But you're also likely, I would assume, to see more ownership move to Murray now than we were getting previously. That opens the way for Doncic maybe to be a contrarian play off of DeJounte Murray. So to recap, the top five tournament options on FanDuel: number five, Kevin Love; number four, Chris Paul; number three, Al Horford; number two, DeJounte Murray; and number one, Luka Doncic.